I don't recall her having an extra set of dishes for her. I think we just used the same dishes for all occasions. That's my opinion. I could be mistaken. My sister, if my sister was here, she could tell you more about that, because see, that was where she was. She would remember things like that better than I would, because she helped in the kitchen and helped with the dishes and all. And Mother might have had a good set of dishes that she just used for special occasions, but I can't recall it. I sure don't.
After she washed the dishes, what did she do to them to get the soap off?
Oh, merciful heavens. She had a big old dishpan to wash them, and she had another one just like it that they went in there, and then this old tea kettle was talking here all the time this dishwashing was going on, or else go to the old boiler. It was hot on the back end, on the end of the old range, and get water out of that. If it was hot enough, if it wasn't hot enough, she'd get it out of the old tea kettle, scald them.
Uh-huh.
And then of course they used tea towels. They were dried and put away. Yep.
Now, tea towels, that's what she dried them with. Did she have a cloth or a rag or a swab of any kind that she used in the dishwater?
She always had a dishcloth, but I think it was made out of something that was like maybe some old piece of a shirt or something that was, you know, thrown away. And of course her tea towels, she made all of them out of the flour sacks. Save the flour sacks and make tea towels out of them. Mm-hmm. Bleach them out herself, I suppose. I don't know how she done it. Get those letters out of them, you know, like whatever it had on it, whatever brand the flour was. I suppose she had a way of getting them, bleaching them out.
There was a lot of virtue in a flour sack, wasn't there? You could use it for so many things.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir.
You mentioned getting your salt in a barrel. Did you do anything with a barrel?
Make a hammock out of it. Make a hammock out of it. Finest thing in the world to make a hammock.
Is that right?
Why, they were staves. Them barrels were made out of staves. Them staves was probably four, and I don't think they were all the same width.
Uh-huh.
You see, but they were long, and then they had some kind of a notch around the top of it. There was a lid that went down in that. You see. It had a bottom, of course, and then when you knock this lid out of it, then you could take it to pieces and they made the finest hammock you ever saw. I've seen it all.
Just stretch them out and tie them with rope.
Yeah, well, you could make it with rope, or you could make them with wire.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
I think I've seen some of them.
Oh goodness, I've seen hundreds of them all over the country, and made out of them slats off an old salt barrel. Mm-hmm. Wooden slats. Yes, sir.
Did you do anything with the metal things around the barrel?
I don't think those salt barrels had metal. I think they had the hoops, but they were wood.
Uh-huh.
They were wood.
Huh.
That's right. Yeah, they were wood. I'm sure they were. They had hoops that went around them, but they were wood, too. There was no metal about that salt barrel. Yeah.
Now, let's see. When you got modern plumbing, what did you call that thing over your sink? Or perhaps I don't mean that thing, I mean those things. You turn a handle and the water comes on.
Faucets?
Yeah, that's inside.
Yes.
And what do you call the one that's out on the side of your house?
Well, that's a silcock.
Silcock?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's a silcock. Right. I got two here. There's one out here and one on each side of this house. Silcocks. That's where you fasten your... they call them silcocks, and you put your garden hose on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you have one out farther in the yard?
Well, I don't know. I believe I've heard them called risers.